The Philadelphia School Reform Commission's decision last night to approve 5 of 39 charter school applicants is leaving few people happy. Governor Tom Wolf, activists for traditional schools and Harrisburg Republicans are upset. Speaker of the House Mike Terzai, an Allegheny County Republican, says this could hurt talk of reviving payments to compensate schools for expenses related to charters.
In some ways, you know, by not granting the charters, I think it makes the discussion a lot tougher.
Though the battle is not necessarily over for the proposed charter schools that were turned down last night. Their next stop could be the Pennsylvania Charter Appeal Board. Thanks to a law passed over the summer, for the first time, would-be charters in Philadelphia can ask the board to overrule the SRC, as WHYY's Bill Hangley reports.
Another marathon SRC meeting was over, and Mark Manella was left confused and disappointed.
Well, one way to look at tonight is that it was a night that only lawyers could love.
Manella is the head of KIPP Charter Schools, which applied to open 3 new schools this year. 2 were denied, even though all 3 applications were very similar. So Manella could be off to Harrisburg to ask for a second chance from the State Charter Appeal Board. If he goes, here's a taste of what he'll find.
The conditions are clear. The charter school, at the time it negotiated its charter, gave unilateral authority
to the
school
board. That the denial of an amendment to a charter is appealable to this body. So for the...
These two attorneys are arguing over whether a charter school in Bethlehem can open a second location. One of them is Brian Leinhauser, who's been representing charters in front of the board for 5 years. He says that while each appeal's legal details are different, the underlying conflict is always the same.
The courts have acknowledged there's an inherent tension between the school district and the charter school because the money from the district pays for the charter school, and so that tension gets resolved through an appeal here.
Any one of the 34 charters just denied in Philadelphia can appeal to this board. Its 7 members include academics, charter school advocates, and a business owner, and it's chaired by the Secretary of Education. That job is now filled by Governor Tom Wolf's nominee, Pedro Rivera, who says interpreting Pennsylvania's 15-year-old charter law is far from simple.
It can be a very open-ended law. There are some aspects of it where the timeline is very, very, very specific, and there are other aspects of it where it's not specific at all. So I can't say it's a hard law. It's just it can be a very difficult law to interpret.
Rivera says the board considers 2 basic issues in any appeal. One is whether the charter application meets the letter of the law. The second is the quality of the school itself. What the board can't consider, according to Rivera, is the financial impact a new charter might have on a district's budget.
The charter school law is very specific. You can't make decisions for financial reasons. It has to be on the merit of the application.
In Philadelphia, district officials feel they won't have to worry about that when they defend their decisions. They say every case was decided on academic merit and that no charter was denied for financial reasons. KIPP's Mark Manella is skeptical.
I'm not sure how 1 of 3 charters could be approved for us when all 3 charters had the exact same application if they were truly voting on the merit of the charter.
Manella says he doesn't yet know if KIPP will take its case to the appeal board, but if he does, Brian Leinhauser says he'll probably get a fair shake as long as he makes a legally sound case that focuses on what's best for students.
Truly, I think in the end, reason wins out. The reasonable choice is usually the choice that they make. Usually, I'll say. But most often, I get a reasonable decision out of them, whether I agree with it or not.
Besides the chairman, all 6 appeal board members were appointed by former Governor Tom Corbett. Governor Wolf will get to replace 2 of the members when their terms expire in June. For WHYY News, I'm Bill Hangley.